We're now joined by head coach Wade Hall of the Princeton Lady Tigers. Princeton and Gallatin are going to play Monday night. We just added this to the broadcast schedule. It's not online officially, but we'll make the announcement now. As we're going to check here with Coach, because I don't have the Misha bracket in front of me. It'll be up here shortly. But 5:45, 6 o'clock, it's that second game of the night Monday against Gallatin, right, Coach?
Yes.
So one of the reasons that we went with this game is I think there's some good storylines of your team is an up-and-coming program. Gallatin's a very established program in the GRC. And you kind of indicated to me early in the season that if you wanted to make that jump this year, a victory over Gallatin would be a good step in the right direction. Your girls get one more shot at it Monday.
Yeah, and we're really looking forward to that. We thought early in the season when we played them, we weren't really playing the style of ball we wanted to be at. I think during the middle part, towards the late part of this year, we really came on strong. We've kind of regressed a little bit. We haven't been playing as good as we were playing in the middle of that year, but I have a feeling that our girls are going to be ready for that game on Monday.
I tell you what, you know, I know Bramer had to be disappointing for both the Princeton girls and boys, because we talked about the boys' side this morning with Coach Collins. But, you know, Bramer coming back Tuesday night and beating Southwest Livingston, they sound like, by far, they're playing their best basketball season, particularly there. They sound like a really tough team to beat.
Yeah, and I really thought we had our opportunities against them. We just couldn't stop the Taylor girl. I mean, we brought backside help. We tried to make them lob it. We double-teamed. She was just strong and quick and could score. And I thought in the second half we did a really good job on her. She only scored 4 points in the second half. But she had already done enough damage in that first half that it was tough for us to mount any kind of comeback. And I honestly thought we were getting some decent looks at the basket. I thought maybe our legs were a little dead from our game the night before against Albany, but because we short-rimmed a lot of shots. But all credit goes to them. They put it on us, and we couldn't stop it.
I saw them at the Hamilton tournament, and I thought just watching them when I did, they looked different to me than I saw at Holiday Hoops, because at Holiday Hoops against Mercer, it was 90% of the offense went through Jasmine Taylor. And I thought when I saw them at the Hamilton tournament a couple of weeks later that their offense was much more balanced. They had more threats on the floor.
Yeah, and I mean, she scored 22, and I'm not sure. I think maybe two other girls had double digits or maybe pushing double digits. Mm-hmm. They were spread out after her for the most part. So it was pick your poison. Do you send more people to stop her and risk someone else trying to beat you? We played that game. We tried to play that game for all the first half, and then we ended up going zone, trying to just make it tough, make them hit from the outside. We were able to kind of make a run there towards the end. They really pushed the lead out on us in the third quarter. We had a 5-point quarter in the third quarter. We just couldn't score.
You know, thing that kind of catches my ear, and I know it's probably, I'm sure it's caught your ear because you lived through it, Coach, is that you've had nice stretches before, but you've also had where you get to the middle of February and the last two or three games of the season are just a struggle for the girls. And Friday night against King City, that's your chance to start changing the storyline on this year's squad.
Absolutely. And last year was the same thing. We rolled really well up to Bramer, and then we had a heartbreaking loss at Bramer, and then we just let it sink our season. So we've got to just be able to be mature enough and gamers and just show up and play. King City got us in the crossover game. We thought we didn't play as good as we should have. Some of that was them, some of that was just us. So if we want to prove that, we've just got to come out and play and put on a good show on Friday night and get after it.
Yeah, that makes it interesting is that, yeah, I'm coming up there to do the games on Friday, and as I look at the schedule, I kind of glossed over the fact a little bit that Princeton played King City 2 weeks ago. You know, whether it's revenge or payback, whatever word you want to use for it, all that stuff can be motivational for girls.
Absolutely. It's our senior night. We're going to have a lot of emotions going. We want to send our seniors out with a win. And so, I mean, if we aren't motivated for this game, I'm not sure what would get our girls motivated, because it's a team that we thought, or and our girls really thought, the game got away from us, and we want to prove that we can not only hang with this team but beat this team.
So the $10,000 question, Coach, is against Bramer, you just had trouble hitting shots from the perimeter. A lot of them are ending up short, and sometimes you just have nights like that. When you're trying to increase shooting percentage and things aren't necessarily going in real easy outside 10 feet, what's the best thing that you can do or tell the girls to get shots within 5 feet and get some of those easier looks?
We have to our best options, because we're not the biggest team in the world, and King City has some good size on the inside. We have to dribble, penetrate. We have to draw defenders to the attacker, and then we have to have good cuts coming off of it. So we look to get a lot of dribble penetration and look for the cutters who come in. And I tell my dribble penetrators, if you get within 5 feet and no one's really taking you away yet, you need to pull up for the jump shot, especially with a tall defender sitting under the basket like King City will have. We're learning this the hard way. Sometimes we try to go up against the trees and we get blocked. So we're learning that the hard way.
King City, the thing that's interesting about them is that they don't have a Tolson. They don't have a player that's going to, you know, get all-state looks or anything like that. But they go about 8-9 deep with pretty solid depth where you don't know necessarily from game to game who the one is to go after as far as somebody that can hurt you.
Yeah, usually it's that Grace Shottle girl. She's very quick. I think her and Jalen duel it out in track a little bit. But, yeah, we know that she can always be a threat, and their point guard's a real big threat, and the rest of them can pour in points any night. So we just got to kind of catch on as the game's going on, know the flow of the game, and know who's really hot that night and who's not so hot that night, and adjust defense accordingly.
Well, this game is going to be so interesting on Monday. Let's talk about it a little bit, and then we'll wrap up the interview. Quarter to six is what Misha has down to the start time. You got Princeton 5 seed. 15-7, Gallatin 4 seed, 16-6 at the time of the posting. And I'm sure the only reason they got the 4 is because they beat you head-to-head, Coach.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it came down to. I actually didn't get to go to the district meeting, so we had the boys' coach argued on our behalf.
Gotcha.
It about played out the way I thought it was going
to
play out.
So, yeah, you know, it really doesn't matter. Under the fact you got to wear your road uniforms, you're at Gallatin, you might as well wear the road uniforms. What needs to change against them for you guys to get a win this time?
Well, we have to rebound better. One of the things they beat us up on, and it wasn't necessarily their big girls, but even their guards crashed the boards hard, and our guards didn't do a good job of keeping their girls out of the lane, giving up second chance points. We got to get rid of second chance points, and we can't have as many turnovers as we did the first time against them. And I think those are two things that we've done better at throughout the year, being able to limit teams to one-chance opportunities and not giving them free buckets off turnovers. And we really just got to be ready to come and hit shots. That's what we have to do. They're going to give you, if they play in that zone, even in their man, I think we have enough quickness that we can create some mismatch. We're going to have to be able to step up and just be willing and confident enough to fire the ball and know it's going in.
Are you getting good vibes from the girls that they're excited about senior night? They're excited getting our shot at Gallatin? Do you kind of sense their enthusiasm for the next 4 or 5 days?
I do. I think they know what's at stake. They know we haven't won a district game here in a long time. I know that's something that one of our goals this year is to win a tournament. We've done that, get over 15 wins. We've done that. Now the next goal on the list was to win a district game. So hopefully we can get the trifecta and get a lot of these goals accomplished.
Well, you got an 8-team district, and 6 of the squads are well above 500, so this is a very strong district. Mid-Buchanan is the 1 seed. Gallatin, Princeton, the 4-5 matchup. Stanbury has the 2, and East Atchison at 21-1. Pretty good squad from over there in the northwest part of the county. They make a lengthy trip to Gallatin. They have the 3 seed. They'll play Plattsburgh, who's 14-8, and the 6 seed in the opening round. Coach, we'll see you for your next 2 games. Good luck against King City and Gallatin.
Thanks, Tom.